You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Is that a mirror on my ceiling, or am I just happy to see me? Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Interesting. Thank you so much to Professor Forthkin for that catchphrase submission. That is not me lisping. That is their actual username, Professor Forthkin. Thank you so much. Great to have a new catchphrase submitter or submittress, submistress. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. I'm learning how to say welcome to Comedy Bang Bang again. This is an incredible event here. We are three quarters back in the studio. I say three quarters because one person is still here remotely, but this is the first time we're relearning how to do everything. I'm learning how my body works. I don't know what to do with my hands anymore while I do this show, but I think I just leave them right here and don't pull a Tubin. That's really all that's expected of me. My name is Scott Aukerman. We have a fabulous show coming up for you today. A little bit later, we have an athlete slash actor. That's very exciting. We also have a sentient robot. A little button puss was on once. Yeah, he was a sentient robot and shit got weird. But before we get to them, we have an incredible entertainer on the show. It's his first time on the show. He is a legend at this point. Not the kind of legend like Bigfoot, where no one ever sees him and, you know, people don't know if he's real or not. What I mean is a legendary entertainer. Been in the biz for, if I had to guess, he's in his third decade, I would imagine, at this point in the biz. You know him from the new Spider-Man movies. You know him from the Harley Quinn animated series that's out right now. You know him from Saturday Night Live. And most importantly, you know him. He plays Leon on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Please welcome for the first time on the show, J.B. Smoove.
Hey, man, what's going down? Hey.
How are you?
I wouldn't mind being Sasquatch famous. You know what I'm saying?
Sasquatch famous. I mean, everyone's heard of Sasquatch.
No, here's the thing. There's Bigfoot and then there's Sasquatch. What if it fucked around and there's two different people? You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. Everyone considers Bigfoot and Sasquatch to be the same person, but I think they're two different guys with two different responsibilities.
Two different size feet and everything.
Yeah. You know? Sasquatch has really tiny, like, feet.
I think Sasquatch wears, like, a toddler's, like a booty. Have you ever heard of a booty?
He has a toddler's booty as well. Tiny booty.
I think Sasquatch is a whole different person.
Bigfoot, I really do.
Bigfoot. You know what I mean? He's somebody totally different. You see his prints and shit in the grass. You know he's been through there. You know?
If Bigfoot's been in your grass, you know it.
You can fuck around and mistaken Sasquatch feet for squirrel feet, you know, anytime.
Of course. Yeah, Sasquatch comes through your yard. You'll never know unless you have a camera set up or something.
Never know. Yep.
With his tiny booty. Who is more famous, do you think? Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster?
Now, shit. Let me see. I don't know. Because once I heard it was a sighting with Bigfoot riding on the back of Loch Ness. So that shit right there. Now
That was a sighting? Just a hallucination?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, it was a sighting. People saw that. It was like, what the fuck?
One person saw this.
Woo. No, yeah, oh yeah, more than one person saw that shit.
That would be the greatest day of anyone's life. If they're off there in merry old England, they're at whatever pond Loch Ness Monster is in. Suddenly he rises up out of the deep and you're like, whoa, I'm fucking seeing it. I'm seeing the Loch Ness Monster. And then Bigfoot is on the back just going like, woo!
Riding his ass.
Just riding his ass. AKA having sex with him.
And another difference between Bigfoot and Sasquatch is Sasquatch, he manscapes a lot. So he's more groomed.
Yeah, now, well, he can pass for human.
But exactly. Now, Bigfoot, his shit is all matted. His shit is all matted. And fucking his hair is all matted because that motherfucker hasn't been manscaped in years. You hear me?
A lot of people thought that Sasquatch was Charlie Manson, that he just shaved off everything except that big beard and then, you know, carved the swastika in his head. And then
you never fucking know. You never know.
Never know.
These days, you don't know. You don't fucking know. That's the key. You don't know. That is the perfect thing to say.
Well, you are, in my mind, you are as legendary as a Bigfoot, primarily because I'm more interested in you than in Bigfoot, I'm a comedy fan.
But we had to get that out because those are things that people want to know. These are issues that people want to fucking know. And we settled a lot. You know?
Thank you. And thank you for being on this show to settle these issues. And I did want to mention, I didn't mention it in your intro, you have a new podcast called May I Elaborate? Mm-hmm. Daily Wisdom from JB Smoove.
That's right. That's right, and man. It's so fun. Yeah.
Is this daily like The Daily Show, which is only on 4 days a week? Or is this literally like seven a week?
We are daily, means 5 days a week.
Okay.
That's right.
You're daily days. When you're on.
We're daily when we're fucking on, you know? So Monday through Friday, we are on the weekend. I always say the weekend, I give people time to fuck up. And then I unfuck them up on Monday.
You fix them. Yeah.
Yeah, I fix them.
The Coldplay special.
Yeah, yeah. You come back fucked up and I unfuck you up.
So it takes two full non-business days, I guess, to fuck your life up the weekend.
Oh, people do it all the time. They come back fucked up and I just unfuck them up.
You know, I guess it starts at like 5 p.m. on Friday, right?
Yep,
and then
yep.
You have all of Saturday, all of Sunday.
I'm like intravenous. I'm like an intravenous in your arm through the week. But instead of in your arm, the shit is in your neck to have direct access to your stupid ass brain. And you walk around with that shit. And you can choose to wear a hospital gown if you want to. You know,
sure. Look, any podcast, you could choose to wear a hospital gown if you want to, as far as I'm concerned.
But I'm not one to force you to do it. You do it if you want to.
If people want to put on one now, we'll wait.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Well, let's just wait approximately like 30 seconds for them to get their clothes off and into the hospital gown. What do you say?
Yeah, the main thing is that you get the mental nutrients that you fucking need through the week.
That's right. So this is daily. This is you. How long are the episodes? Are these like four hours a day?
No. About 12 to 15 minutes. Just a little morsel of fucking life lessons and shit.
So why did you want to do this? How did you come up with the idea for the show and how does it work? I know there's a three questions, but I'd like you to answer them all simultaneously.
Fuck yeah. So here's what happens. You know, people need shit like this. And I've always been one to give shit away all the time. And one time I was on a flight going from LA to New York, and this motherfucker proceeded in first class next to me to talk.
Why is he a motherfucker, first of all?
Because, you know what? I use that lightly. You know.
Oh, okay. It's the lightest way to call someone.
I don't use that heavy handed. I use that lightly. You know what I mean? And he proceeded to talk to me. I planned to put my hat over my face and go to sleep for 5 hours, 5.5 hours, or whatever it takes. But
what kind of hat do you have that covers your entire face? Is this like an Abraham Lincoln top hat? Oh, a sombrero. Okay, great.
A sombrero.
Okay, you all have to bring a sombrero onto a plane.
A fucking sombrero. That shit is like, yo, that shit is the Snuggie of the hat world.
Of the hat world.
That fucking sombrero, fuck that. And if you missed the drinks and the peanuts, they put that shit right on the top of the sombrero.
They put them in the brim, yeah. And you put get in all the nachos and all that kind of stuff. It's great.
You still get your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect plain apparel.
Yeah, and the dude talked the shit out of me all the way. From takeoff to landing, talk the fuck out of me. You know what I mean? And I said, you know what? But I helped him. I fixed his ass. You know, his ass was all fucking discombobulated. He didn't know what the fuck to do. His relationship life was fucked up. His job life. He was lucky to be in first class. You know what I mean? He got an upgrade because, you know what?
Oh.
Because the universe forced him into that upgrade to sit next to me.
Oh, interesting.
He needed this. And I needed to give it to him. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a lot of shit in my head that I got to get out. Thus, the show, May I Elaborate, allows me to reach more people at one time rather than one person.
Yeah, because you can't just go around taking plane trips with your sombrero hoping to talk to one person at a time, you know? Hoping one poor person gets an upgrade and gets to sit next to you, you know?
Yeah, man.
Like, you got to reach the masses with this.
Yeah, I don't know. He wasn't even poor. He just, you know, there's limited seating in first class. But he got enough miles to get an upgrade. That's fucking sure. Motherfucker had more that's miles true. Than me. He had more miles than me. He logged in miles.
If I had a plane company, what do they call those? Airlines. If I had an airline, I would make every seat first class.
You know what? Here's what the fuck I would do on a plane. I would make half the plane first class seats for everybody's luxury. And then don't keep the seats behind that, the next wave of seats, which can go for like rock bottom prices, like fucking little to nothing for those fucking seats.
$5.
But you gotta, it's like the last 10 rows of the plane. Like, you really gotta go somewhere. You really gotta get there. And these are only lap seats. You gotta sit in another motherfucker's lap for the whole fucking flight. See? But it's $5. It's $5.
$5. How many people do you think would actually take? I mean,
motherfuckers would take it. People would take that shit. They would sit in somebody's fucking lap for $5.
For $5, they'd be sold
fuck
out the
yeah.
entire time.
Fuck
what
yeah,
about
they
the,
would.
What about the laps that are being sat in? Do they get a discount of $5?
Everybody $5. You switch up halfway through the flight. You switch up. Because what's going to happen is when somebody's sitting in your lap for 5 hours, your legs get sleepy. Your legs fall asleep. And your legs get tingly and they fucking fall asleep because your circulation fucked up. See, you get up and you go to the restroom and you come back and you sit on their lap. See, you switch off. You can't sit on somebody's lap.
This is the perfect plan.
Hours.
Meanwhile, in first class, if you want someone to sit in your lap,
No. First class is golden. You don't.
But what if they want it? What if
no,
they?
No,
what,
no, fuck
what if,
that. No, it's,
no?
It's you will get arrested by the air marshal.
You know especially I mean? In this climate with cancel culture, am I right?
And I'll tell you one thing I would do. I would sell that bathroom seat too. I would sell that fucking toilet bowl seat.
Sure. And that's the only person that can go to the bathroom the entire trip.
Someone knock on the door. You got to come the fuck out. Let them use the bathroom.
You got to switch out?
And then you
okay.
go back in there. You go back and sit down.
This is a good plan. Let's start an airline together. What should we call it?
I got ideas for airlines. I got fucking ideas, man.
Ocker Smooth? Is that what we could call her? I'll give you Smooth Ocker if you want.
I like that. I like whatever. Hey, look, I'm open to the idea. Lap seats are going to take off like the fucking plane takes off. It's going to be amazing.
I think we go 50-50 on this for the profits. I think it's 90-10 for you put in the 90 for the funding. But
and I'm gonna expand the range of animals you could bring on a plane for.
Yes, why is it only comfort dogs or cats? Occasionally a bird.
No, I'm gonna expand that shit because that's some bullshit.
Tigers.
You should be able to bring your fucking snake on the plane and let them up because you know. He wraps himself around you like a scarf and you wear that motherfucker. And somebody says, oh, lovely scarf. And you say, no, this is my fucking Bolton script the fucking.
How are we ever going to get to the future that Snakes on a Plane promised us without being able to take the snakes on the plane?
Hey, and like on the Flintstones, a snake makes a good belt too. A good ass
that's
belt.
True.
A fucking snake
that's the
belt.
Thing. All the things on the Flintstones, we've talked about the Flintstones extensively on this show. What would your Flintstones name be, by the way?
Oh, man.
You know how they changed the last name to be some sort of sedimentary.
I love countertops and shit. So I do like marble And I do like granite. I like granite and marble.
You know what I mean? It's not really a pun on smooth, though. But.
It's not a pun on smooth, but I do like those two. Those are my two favorite ones.
What about this? JB Rock.
Nah, everybody got Rock. It's too many Rock.
You know? Yeah, I know, but it's the easiest one. But Chris Rock has it easy. He's just like, hey, I work at the Flintstones. I work in modern day.
He could be anywhere. Yep, yep. A good porn name is Bam Bam, though. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah. I mean, that's the sound bam, bam, it makes bam, bam when you have sex.
Ultimate, the ultimate of fucking porn names, Bam Bam. I love that shit.
So, JB, how does the show work? What do you do? You actually like...
So, here's what I do. Yeah, here's what I do. I get these amazing, like, I'm going to hold one up. I know people are listening, but, you know, I get these amazing calendars. And what I do
For the listener, JB is holding up a calendar.
Yes, it's a calendar book. And it's all the affirmations throughout the year. So I take these amazing affirmations and I remix them. I remix them and I give you clarity. Because a lot of times these Zen books and for the year calendar, sometimes they confuse people. They're
too hoity-toity. They talk in language that people don't understand.
They get it, but they don't got it. You see?
Can you do one for us? Is that possible? Can you do a little example of this for us?
I don't know. I just make clarity of it. So if you want to throw one out there, I'll try my best in the moment to make clarity of it to give you some direction for the day.
Okay. Here's one. I found one online.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. My heart is open. I speak with loving words.
Yeah. Here's what this is. My heart is open. This is what the fuck this means. You are on a table and having surgery, open heart surgery, right? Now read the second part to me again.
What's the second part? The second part is I speak with loving words.
Yes. Here's what happens normally when you go to surgeries. You have a fucking, they knock your ass the fuck out. You're fucking out for the whole fucking surgery. They operate on your ass and there's like 10, 15 people in there. But guess what? When you wake the fuck up from that surgery and you're healing, you don't meet all 15, 20 motherfuckers in there. Sometimes they even have interns who are fucking learning how to fucking operate on your ass. You are the test fucking dummy, right? So this time you're laying on a fucking operating table and they gave you a sedative that's not going to put you out. You can sit there and praise these motherfuckers and give them their flowers while you are wide awake with your fucking chest wide the fuck open and your heart wide the fuck open. And you can lean your head up a little bit, put a little pillow. Like, you know what? Get one of those airplane pillows and put that shit behind your neck and you prop your head up a little bit and you can see what the fuck is going on. And this amazing doctor, this fucking amazing personality, he's telling you jokes, you're fucking laughing through the surgery. See, that's how fucking surgery should be. But now, this means that you are able to give these surgeons who are saving your fucking life their flowers while you're up, and they're appreciative of the love you're showing them. You're smiling. You know what? And you say, and they say some shit like, "Oh, you got another issue in here. Don't worry, I'll take care of it." You go, "You're the fucking man, doctor." See, so while they're in there, they might as well fix some other shit. You know, maybe you got fucking acid reflux or some shit that reoccurs all the fucking time. While you're in that motherfucker, he got your chest open and shit. He said, "I'm gonna fix your heart, but I see you got a little issue with acid reflux over here on your fucking tonsils and shit. So I'm gonna go in here and fix that shit while I already got you open."
Yeah, give me plastic surgery while I'm in there. Yeah. You know, like whatever, like give me a nose job, give me a, you know, fix my chin, give me lipo, everything. Like do it all, soup to nuts.
It's like going to Jiffy Lube. You go to Jiffy Lube, right?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers get your car up there and say, "Oh man, I see you're due for oil change, but your fucking rear differential needs to be changed too. You don't want to ride around with that fucking fucked up ass oil in that rear differential, because one day you'll be riding around, that shit will overheat. And they call it oil viscosity.
Your oil
viscosity has broken down.
And this is good. See, this is good.
And viscosity, here's the difference in viscosities. See, motor oil got a high viscosity. Don't you dare get a fucking oil change and put some goddamn extra virgin olive oil in your goddamn car.
Don't do it.
You'll ruin that fucking car. You hear me? You'll fuck that car up. A car won't run right. It won't run right. You know what I'm saying? Baby oil. Don't you ever do
Never.
That shit. Woo! You put that baby oil in your car, it's a wrap. It's a fucking wrap. It's going to be soft, but it's not going to start.
You don't want your car to be soft.
Fuck yeah, you do. Sometimes you do.
Sometimes you would prefer the soft embrace of your car rather than it being.
You better embrace your fucking car. That shit takes care of you. It transports you where you need to go. That's your mode of transportation.
It's almost like being in the womb in a way. Like you love your mother. Why don't you love fucking your car?
Right. Why don't you love your car? Why not? Why the fuck not? See, that's what I do. I make clarity. See how clear that was?
Thank you.
And this is what May I Elaborate does. Myself and my whole co-host, Miles, we go in. Miles keeps me keeps people safe. Sometimes I go off the rails and I give people advice that don't make no fucking sense.
Now, that didn't happen in the previous example.
In my mind, it made sense.
So, in my mind, it made sense, obviously.
And what we do is, we take our, you know, this 15 minutes of your time, which is minimal, you know.
Who doesn't have 15 minutes?
Who the fuck don't have 15 minutes?
You know what I mean?
Just
like, if you seriously don't have 15 minutes, cut out something else in your life, like talking to your kids or your wife.
Yeah. So I don't take away from other things that are also important, like eating.
You got to eat. You got to sleep at least 13 hours a day.
Yeah, you gotta give your lady a little attention too. You gotta give her a little something, something.
You gotta give her the bam bam.
You better give her the bam bam bam. But bam bam, he never said bam bam. He always said bam, 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 bam. That was his rhythm.
And so why didn't they call him bam, 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 bam?
I don't fucking know. All I know is every time he said bam on the show, he would say bam, 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 bam.
That doesn't make any sense.
Which is a great porn rhythm to have.
Oh yeah. If your stroke is like that and it's bam. Oh. Bam, bam, bam. I mean, see, that's the way to do it.
And that's a rhythm that you and your partner must
adhere to.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the rhythm you have developed, and that's the rhythm you must stick to all the time. Don't change that shit up.
Never.
Once you change it up, she's going to think you've been bam, bam, bamming somebody else. See?
Where'd you learn that other bam, bam, bam?
Why you change the bam, bam up? See?
Yeah, see? Exactly. So you want your sex to be exactly the same every single time. The same amount of pumps, the same amount of strokes.
Ladies get used to that shit.
Same minute.
Fuck yeah. You don't want to think you bam, bamming somebody else. That's all I'm telling you. Just be cautious. And if you are fooling around, make sure you put your pants back on the right way. Sometimes guys be rushing. And put the
fucking
put the sweatpants on backwards. And then the string to the sweatpants is in the back. And then they get home and shit. And lady says, hey, baby, I missed you. What the fuck are these strings doing in the back of your fucking pants? You say, you had your pants off today? You say, oh, baby, you know why I shit with my pants off. Come on.
Yeah, you got to make up these elaborate lies about shitting with your pants off.
You better have one ready. You better have a good one ready. Always have a good one ready to go. Keep that shit in your pocket like a fucking condom in your wallet. You can always have a good excuse ready to go. You better have it ready to go.
See, and the crazier the better, because people don't believe these believable excuses.
See, I'm giving you things. These are fucking jewels I'm giving you right now.
And these are gems.
If you don't listen to this podcast, let me tell you what it is. You fucked up. See?
Yes. Not you.
No, not me. You fucked up. You fucked up. See? You fucked up. See, the only thing that saves your ass is you can binge. You can still binge the first two weeks of this show. See, they always say, if you're giving for the right reasons, this shit comes back to you. So as I'm giving to people, the shit is regenerating and coming back to me.
Yes. You know, and that's why you do it. You're this kind of person. You will find your reward in the kingdom of heaven, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
for doing this podcast, I think podcasters will be let in through the gates first. Don't you?
Fuck yeah, they will. They will be.
It'll be you, me, Conan O'Brien, the three podcasters.
Damn right. That's what it's going to be. The three podcasters.
The three people on Mount Podmore. Maybe Mark Maron gets up there. We don't know.
There's a rope. And it's a guy standing there, and he points to certain people, and he say, you, and you come, he'll point to you, and you got to come around everybody. He say, excuse me.
I have a podcast. Pardon me.
Amongst all the other TV stars and other motherfuckers who do it, athletes and shit like that, like the coach back there, those kind of people, you just bypass these motherfuckers.
That's right, because there are no real podcast awards. I know there are some, but there aren't like Grammys or Emmys or Oscars for podcasts. We will receive our rewards from God himself.
Directly.
Directly. Direct access, baby.
And that's no disrespect to anybody else out there
who uses their voice.
Oh, those dumbass radio motherfuckers. Fuck them.
The radio motherfuckers. God, they're the worst.
Fuck them.
They'll be first in hell.
You put it upon yourself. Yeah.
Well, I think we have a good insight into your process and how this podcast works at this point.
That's exactly how it works. It's part, elaborations, hallucinations, you know what I mean? And sometimes when you get what you need, confirmations. It's all the shuns. I call it the shuns. The T-I-O-N-S, the shuns. See? It's all about the shuns.
Erections.
Shuns. Erections. See?
If you have one of those, they'll last more than 5 hours. Consult your doctor.
It's the fucking shuns. Life is about the shuns.
It truly, truly is. And speaking of another shun, we have to talk about your television
show. I love how you make a quick right turn, then a quick left.
I'm the best segwayer in the business. Truly.
Then a U-turn, then a fucking U-turn. I love that shit.
But we have to talk about Curb Your Enthusiasm. You've been filming, have you not? And you, isn't the show coming out relatively soon? We don't have a date, but have you been out there doing scenes and stuff?
I'm be honest, man. I just personally wrapped yesterday.
Whoa.
Me personally. I just wrapped.
So you got a season wrap yesterday. Did everyone applaud for you? Isn't that the best feeling?
Fuck yeah, they applaud for you.
They do.
That's common courtesy to someone who's been on the show, and we all get our moment. See, yeah. I told you earlier, man, when I give you shit, remember what I gave you earlier. I said, motherfuckers want their flowers. They want their fucking flowers while they're sitting up. See?
So is there anything you can tell us about this season of Curb? Obviously, you just wrapped yesterday. It's still fresh in your mind. Hmm. Do you have any particular episode that you're like, hey, look out for this one? You can just give us a number. You don't even have to tell us what it's about.
I cannot give you shit.
You can't even say like episode 7 is good?
I cannot give you shit. I can't. Whoa. Because I'm going to tell you why. Here's exactly why. And I tell this shit all the time. So I go to work to do this show, right? But I go to work as an actor on the show, and I go to work as a fan of this motherfucker. So when I do my shit, guess what I do? I fucking leave. Fucking leave.
Because you want to see it when it actually comes out.
I want to watch this shit like a real person.
When I had a TV show, I would ask for a mind wipe at the end of the season. I would get amnesia, or if mind wipe technology hadn't been invented in the first couple of seasons. So I'd ask someone to hit me in the head really, really hard. So I'd have amnesia. And then I would forget everything. And I'd watch the show like a regular person and enjoy it just as much as they all did.
That's what the fuck you need. You need one of those wands off of Men in Black. And they,
yes, neuralizer.
Wave that shit in front of your face.
Or a wand from Harry Potter. We're not picky when it comes to wands.
See, I don't fuck around with the Harry Potter shit.
You don't fuck around with Harry Potter?
Because sometimes they fucking wave that fucking wand and turn you into a motherfucking toad or some shit like that. And then they put the wand in their back pocket and they sit down and shit to have lunch. And the wand suddenly breaks. It breaks in fucking half. And now you can't fucking change me back from a fucking toad sitting in the fucking pond. See?
That's why you don't fuck around with Harry Potter. You're right. No, I didn't think about the wand snapping in half.
Yeah. You are susceptible to somebody fucking up. And leaving that wand in their back pocket. See?
What about Lord of the Rings? Do you fuck around with them?
You know what? I might fuck around with the Lord of the Rings, though. I like that shit.
He's got all those rings. He's the Lord of them.
Yeah, I fucking love that shit. That's different. That's Lord of the Rings. But what I would do is I would open up a jewelry store and sell wedding bands for motherfuckers. See?
I want to go 50-50 on this one as well. For the profits, of course, I need you to front all of the money.
I got you. Don't worry. I got you. Shit is already, we already set the shit out to the universe. I'm saying, the universe, see, people forget about the universe. The universe don't forget shit.
That's right. People forget about it because it's so big. You know what I mean?
Yep. Keep fucking around and disrespecting the universe. The universe runs all this shit. Feel me?
Well, people forget about the universe, but no one will forget about your podcast. May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from JB Smoove. It is out now. There's only 2 weeks of it out right now. You can catch up really easily and then listen to it Monday through Friday, then fuck your life up on Saturday and Sunday and then come back to you.
And I always say, feel free. And I always throw that out on Fridays. Feel free to fuck your life up.
Yeah. This is what the weekend is made for.
Feel free. Because when you come back, I'm going to straighten this shit out again. I'll get you back. Don't worry. I'll get you back.
Wonderful. Well, we have to take a break, JB, if that's okay. But you can stick around, right? We have an athlete/actor coming up. That's exciting.
I love it.
Not sure who it is. I haven't gotten that person's name yet. Just a description. And we also have a sentient robot. So this is an exciting show.
Yo, I love robots.
You love just, what about non-sentient robots that are just like a Roomba? Do you love robots like that?
I love all robots.
They all robots robot matter. Family.
Don't fuck around and disrespect robots. The robots, they all have a purpose on this fucking planet. You understand? You know how many robots, hey, a lot of robots took motherfuckers' jobs out there in the world. So
that's true.
The robot.
All right. We need to go to a break. When we come back, we'll have more show, more JB Smoove, more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month, why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh, no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here with JB Smoove. Curb Your Enthusiasm. SNL, we never even got to your SNL dream cast, where you pick seven people and one has to do update. I mean, you worked on the show for quite a bit of time. Who would, if throw out some names, who would you pick for your SNL dream cast?
God damn, is this existing
anyone in the world who has ever existed.
Oh man,
including fictional characters.
Oh shit, man, god damn. Woo, who would I use? Let me see here now. Including it's a lot of cartoon characters that I think would be
Bugs Bunny too. Has like a Chevy Chase kind of thing about him, with the sarcasm does. You know,
I like Daffy.
Okay, does Daffy do update?
Fuck yeah, Daffy does update. Daffy does update for sure. I fucking love Daffy. Because Daffy has a way of overreacting for shit. And I like his passion for the topics. You know what I mean? I love that dude.
He's kind of like a Dennis Miller type, you know, like going over the top a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? He's not the dry Kevin Nealon type of guy.
No. Not at all. Who else do I love? Let me see here. Who do I love? Who do I fucking love? SNL characters. Because you got to have someone who's a little heavy, because there's always funny, heavy jokes they do once in a while.
Right.
I used to love Chris Farley, man. Oh, my.
Yeah.
God.
So who's like the fattest person in history?
Oh, fuck, man. You know.
Maybe that person who was airlifted out of their house.
Yeah. I like. Oh, yeah. Oh.
They'd be great.
Yeah. So anybody from my 600-pound life. Anybody.
Okay. Anyway, any of those cast members.
Anyone. Just one. Just because a lot of them have amazing personalities.
Yes.
And they need to be out and about. Now, I don't know if they can leave the studio, but they can at least be in the studio.
We can keep them in there in Studio 8H.
Yeah, yeah. It's just harder to knock a wall down to get them out sometimes. But, you know, no disrespect. But I think they are amazing people. And I think everyone should have an opportunity to shine. And show
everyone should be on SNL, don't you think? Like every single person in the world should have at least one episode of SNL that they get to be on.
Yeah, they need to. Throw a few athletes in there, some basketball. No, I think LeBron would be good on the show too.
LeBron would be great. What about a little guy by the name of Jesus H. Christ?
No, I think people get uncomfortable. I think people get uncomfortable.
People get weirded out being in the same room as him.
What to laugh at? They don't know what to laugh at.
Yeah, it's like if I don't laugh at this joke, is it a sin?
Yeah, and you see people on camera looking at each other like, should we laugh at this? You know, should we laugh?
Yeah, get him out of here. And he's got enough
filthy,
going on.
But if you're gonna have him, you gotta have somebody filthy like the devil. You gotta have him. Somebody
the devil would be funny.
He get oohs and ahs all the time. He get oohs and ahs.
Like, that's so bad.
Every sketch, he gets oohs and ahs.
Ooh.
Oh. You know what I mean? He get oohs and ahs all the time.
This is a good cast.
You know, I like Tiger King, too. Put that motherfucker up there.
Tiger Woods? Tiger King? Anyone named Tiger, I think.
No. Tiger, I don't trust Tiger Woods. But Tiger
Why
King.
Why don't you trust Tiger Woods?
I don't know.
With a joke or just like around anyone?
I don't trust him with a joke. I just don't trust him with a joke.
He's got that fist pump down really well.
But I don't want to see that all the time.
You don't want to see that in every sketch. He's just doing the big fist
Tiger
pump.
King, get Tiger King out the fucking prison and put his ass on the show.
He was funny on that documentary. He'd probably be funny on SNL.
Oh, probably. That motherfucker's hilarious.
That's a lock. You're right. That's a lock.
Shit, that's a fucking lock. And bring a few tigers, too. Bring a few tigers.
While you're at it. You're the king of them.
But loose tigers. I don't mean tigers in a cage. I mean just loose tigers walking around the set.
Just prowling around. Well, JB, throughout the show, if you ever think of anyone who should be on SNL, just shout it out in the middle of whatever we're saying.
I will definitely do that. I will definitely throw some names out.
But we do need to get to our next guest. He is an athlete / actor. This is incredible. Oh, he's been on the show before. I see who this is. He's been on the show before. He was very popular in the 70s, in the 80s. And I lost track of him in the 90s, and I'm not quite sure what he's been up to since then. But he's been on the show a few times. Please welcome back to the show, O.J. Simpson.
My God. Scott, let me tell you something. For you to call me and say, the first day back in the studio, I couldn't think of any other guest to have but my best friend, O.J. Simpson. Scott, I tell you, it's an honor. It's a privilege. It's
wow. I love you. You've been such an incredible guest on this show. Like I say, I was a big fan in the 70s when you won that. What's that trophy where the guy sticks
the
his arm out?
That's the Heisman. Heisman. I won the Heisman in the 60s. Oh. You're aging me, Scott. You're putting me back there. You're putting me back. I'll tell you what I did do in the 70s, though.
Yeah.
And JB, you might know this. I hosted SNL.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
OJ
yeah,
hosted SNL.
1979. I did a Conehead sketch. I got to put on all the prosthetics and the makeup. And in my monologue, I talked about the Orientals.
I missed it, but I got to go back and check.
You
got to
go
out.
Back and watch that. I'm sure it's on Peacock.
The Juice.
The Juice. How you doing, brother?
Hey, man. Look at you, man. Hey, you're very outspoken all the time when I see you online. You know.
Let me tell you something. After my little incident, I got online.
Not familiar.
My second one, you know, when I went to get my stuff back.
Oh, well, and, I heard a little something about it, but I don't.
Yeah. But I got online. I got on the Twitters. You know, my daughter, she's so embarrassed by it. But I'm happy to be there, and I'm happy to talk about anything that anybody wants to talk about. You know, politics are a real hot-button topic these days.
Sure.
Of course, you know, COVID-19, you know, we all got the vaccine. I was one of the first people to get the shot. I walked in that hospital, I said, stick me. Stick me good. Frankly, I deserve it.
They must have been, just big fans of yours.
Huge fans. Everybody was taking pictures. Everybody was so happy to see me there. And JB, I'm glad that you follow me online. I'll follow you back. I'll for sure follow you back, and we can communicate. And you take care.
No, I don't follow you. It seems like some kind of virus that keeps coming back.
So I don't know. Keeps popping up in your feed.
I don't know how the fuck you keep doing it, but somehow you keep popping the fuck up on my timeline and shit. I don't know what's happening.
I'm happy to be promoted in other people's timelines. I tell you that much.
True. In this timeline, you've had such an amazing career. I mean, our timeline of our reality.
Absolutely.
You've had such a fascinating career from football to the Naked Guns, and then some stuff happened after that I'm not familiar with. But
yeah, you guys were talking about, I'll tell you what happened after that. I rapped on all those movies, and they clapped for me on my rap day.
Wow.
Oh.
They clapped for me good.
Did they give you 33 and a third claps on that third one?
Scott, you're such a card. I tell you, you know, and after I did a little sketch show called Juiced, a little prank show that I had.
I don't remember that.
And they clapped for me after
wow.
that, too.
Wow.
That's incredible.
The Juice. I mean,
you don't remember Juiced?
I do not remember. I remember the movie Juice with, who was in that?
Juice Newton?
Yeah, I wish. I think the guy from Menace to Society was in it. I can't remember.
Just call me Angel of the Morning. I'm just saying. Take care.
Okay, well, we're not ending right here. I know you keep saying take care like you're leaving.
He always says that. He always keeps saying that. All right.
JB, was the Juice here a big inspiration to you getting into comedy?
I mean, lay it on me, JB.
He had those Naked Gun movies. He's so funny in them.
Not at all, man. Typical ass, you know, football player, stiff, you know. They write good lines for him, and he fucking says it, you know.
Oh, come on. You know? Come on, JB.
When you're popular during that time, let you slide. You
yeah.
Know? You're telling me you wasn't a big Nordberg fan, JB. Come on. Give me a little love, JB. Man. I'm just saying. I'll be honest, man.
I might have rented a car from that company you used to run through the airport for.
Hurts.
But that's about it.
Hurts.
Maybe I rented a few cars from them. Maybe.
Did you have any ISO Turner gloves? I know you're from the Northeast.
Nah, man. I'm more thick kind of winter gloves, more so. Not the driving gloves or you know, slashing glove or whatever, but you know.
You ever endorse any shoes? Any kind of shoes or anything like that?
Bruno Mali's.
Oh, okay. You have any of those?
You know, you have any Brunos, JB?
You know what? Not anymore. Not any fucking more. I used to.
What about the Bruce Willis album, The Return of Bruno?
Oh man. Yeah, I like Bruno Mars.
Yeah. I mean, that's almost like Bruce Willis if he were to be popular in music.
Yeah.
I like that kid too. He's one of the Orientals.
Okay, we don't say that anymore. I don't know what's happened to you since the 90s.
I don't know what's wrong with Juice. Juice is very outspoken, man, or underspoken. I don't know what it is.
I'm not quite sure where we're landing. So I mean, this is the first time I've seen you. How was your entire COVID experience?
You know what? I'm glad you asked, Scott. It was hard for me.
Mm.
It was hard for me being in isolation, being on lockdown. You know, I had a hard time doing it. And honestly, I got to be honest. I had to take some calculations. calculated risks. I had to get out there a little bit.
What'd you end up doing?
You know, I live in Vegas, and Vegas, they shut down for a while.
Sure. But then they opened up like 3 weeks later, and we're like, we're back, baby.
Yeah, and I had to go down to that casino and do a little gambling every now and then. And I still got out there on the golf course, which Anthony Fauci said was okay. You know, he said it was okay.
Being outside is
being fine. Outside with your friends and your pals. And, you know, we're all older guys, so our COVID risks were much higher than others.
Sure, yeah.
And so, you know, anybody, we're out there lighting up cigars, and if somebody starts coughing, I say, hey, man, you got to get out of here because you could kill us all. I'm just saying. Take care.
Wow. Hey, Juice, a lot of these retired athletes are using a lot of the testosterone commercials and stuff like that. How you doing?
The Nugenics. Yeah. I was, you know, I just had a call with my buddy Kurt Thomas, the Big Hurt, as most people remember.
Not sure who that is.
But he played for the White Sox.
Okay.
You remember the Big Hurt, don't you, JB?
Yeah, I know the Big Hurt.
So he's in these.
When I hear the Big Hurt, I think William Hurt.
William Hurt, the Hurt Locker.
Sure, the Hurt Locker.
That's all the Hurts out there.
Hurt so good.
Come on, baby, make it hurt so good. You know, somebody said that. You know what? I'm gonna move past that. But
okay, good.
I got on the phone with him and I said, "Hey, man, is this Nugenics stuff really working? Are we really getting our oomph back? You know, because I'm back in the dating game. I'm on Tinder.
Right.
I'm on Hinge.
Oh,
I'm on Raya. You know,
that would be so surprising to me if I were on Tinder and suddenly your face popped up.
Well, Scott, I'm telling you, I'm not looking for you, Scott.
Sure. But I mean, if I were a woman and this happened, I would scream because I would just be so excited to see you.
Scotta. If you were a woman, your name would be Scotta.
If you ever pulled like a Ben Affleck thing where you suddenly Instagram messaged me with a video and said, "Hey,
hey Scotta, OJ Simpson here. I was wondering why you unmatched me."
It's me. OJ.
It's me. It's the real OJ. And did you make a mistake? If so, here's my address. You know what? I'm just gonna find you, Scotta, and I'll be over to your house.
And you got vaccinated? I'm sure you got vaccinated.
Me? Oh yeah, yeah.
Which one? The Johnson & Johnson, the Madeira.
I got the Moderna. I got the Moderna. I tell you what, after I got that Moderna, I was, the second dose I got, I tell you, I was on my bottom for about 24 hours. It felt like I had been just attacked.
Well, it hurts to have something stuck into your skin, doesn't it?
You're telling me. That area that they stuck the needle in was sore for about 3 days, honestly.
Yeah.
And that was one of the first ones. So they were still working on it.
Did they wear gloves when they injected that into your body?
I handed out isotoners to everybody. I handed out.
Do they fit?
I asked you hand sizes, and I gave you one size too small.
Oh, you came in and asking some hand sizes. That's good.
And I handed out one size too small to every single person, and I said, take care.
Good.
Just saying, take care.
All your catchphrases.
I love it. Hey, I just know that if it wasn't for all the shit you've been through, you know, I don't know
what you're talking about because I lost track of OJ during the 90s. But
I'm just saying, if you didn't get yourself caught up in that shit. But
oh, you're talking about when I went and got my stuff back.
All of your memorabilia?
No. Let's go a little further back than that. But
I have no memory of these years.
If it wasn't for all the things, you could have been so popular, man. You could have had you're the juice. You could have had
he's already popular. I mean,
you could have had so many juice shops. I mean, you would have been a billionaire by now.
You know what?
I'm juicing everything. Fruit, socks.
You would have been the spokesperson for Jamba Juice.
And open everything. Juice every fucking thing.
Yeah.
Underwear, juice, socks, juice. Everything you could juice. Just pull a juice out of everything.
Juice Newtons.
Everything. Oh my God! You would have been a billionaire
Juice
by
Newton
now.
Would have had been co.
You would have been a billionaire by now.
I will say,
Zeus shops everywhere.
After I rapped on that thing, I got a big applause break too.
Which thing?
From all of Black of America, Black America.
Yeah.
I got a huge applause.
Oh, a rap
after
on,
I rapped on that,
whatever happened
on that television show.
Fucking
people were in the streets, as I recall. I don't remember anything about it, but people were in the streets.
A lot was going on, man.
Yeah,
a lot was going on, Juice.
Well, look, we have to take a break if that's okay.
That's fine with me.
You can stick around though, Juice. I hope.
Take care.
Okay, that means you're staying. All right, we will be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang. Comedy Bang Bang, we are here with JB Smoove. Have you thought of any new Saturday Night Live people since we asked the question, JB?
You know what? I have. I want to bring people back, man. You know, because I'm from the heyday of comedy. I think Jeannie would have been amazing.
Who's this?
Barbara Eaton.
Oh, I dream of Jeannie. Of course.
But Jeannie herself. Jeannie.
Yes, the character. Right.
The character Jeannie. Oh, man.
Woo. How funny would that be? Like you're watching a sketch and suddenly something appears out of nowhere?
I love when she turns small and goes into Major Nelson's pocket. That shit used to fucking have me laughing my ass off, man. Woo.
Okay, well, if you think of anyone else, just shout out the name. No matter what we're doing, just shout out
Mario
name.
Andretti. I think he'll be fucking fabulous.
Perfect. Mario Andretti.
I got to go with people who I love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People who inspired me. Marvin Gaye would be awesome. Tall, handsome.
Incredible. Gone too soon.
Fucking gone way too soon.
Keep his dad out of the studio.
I just like people who I love to be on this show, you know?
That's the way to do it. Put a cast. It's like the 1985 cast with Robert Downey Jr.
Fucking right.
And Randy Quaid. Just a bunch of people that you, Anthony Michael Hall, people you love who aren't necessarily funny. They're the best cast.
They are the best cast because you got writers.
Denitra Vance. Terry Sweeney.
That's right. We also have OJ here, by the way, who we have not mentioned being one of the cast, but you're probably better as host.
Listen, I got monologue jokes for days.
Take care. we do need to get to our next guest. We mentioned him before. He is a sentient robot. Please welcome for the first time on the show, Gary the Robot.
Hey, nice to be here.
So nice to meet you.
Hey, thanks for having me. Everything's cool and chill and I'm happy.
Is your catchphrase, hey? You've said it twice already.
I guess it could be, yeah. I guess maybe I'm trying to force that a little could be. Little early. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to see how it plays out.
Yeah, we'll see if it sticks. This is JB Smoove.
Hey, JB, nice to meet you. I'm a robot. Nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you, man.
Yeah.
I love what you're doing, man. I love the voice.
I just love
that robots have their own lane nowadays, and you're taking over everything.
We do have our own lane. We're doing all right.
You're doing okay. I mean, you're not up to what humans are up to, you know? I mean, you're not quite a human.
We got a ways to go. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm here to maybe ease the human-robot relations a little bit.
Oh, good. Well, speaking of relations between humans, this is O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson. Hey, nice. Yeah. Let me do a quick mind Google on you. Oh, my.
You're checking my IMDb, aren't you?
Well, I just assimilated all the data on you. Well, it's interesting to meet you.
Hey, I tell you what. I've been watching these videos online. Mm-hmm. You know I'm on the Twitters now. And I've been watching these Twitter videos online where these robots are doing backflips.
Yep. Well, I'm one of those. You can see that I have like the white porcelain sort of plating.
And can you dance to Shout by the Isley Brothers?
I can dance to Shout by the Isley Brothers. I can do a little run. Yeah.
Are you also like those robot cop dogs that they were?
One of those is my pet. I have a robot.
Wow. They're taking those out of circulation, I believe, because they're so frightening.
They freak people out pretty hard. So we took the robot dogs out. I got one as a pet. I got one right here. Check him out.
God, that's so scary.
Down, boy. Down. Watch it. He obeys my every command. Down. He'll obey your command, too. Scott, give him a command.
Really? Do all robots obey?
It's wired in. All
sit.
Robots.
Wow.
Oh, he didn't do it.
Oh, wait. You're sitting, though.
Yep. I just sat down. Sorry.
Can I give him a command?
Sure.
Take care.
Look, he did. Look at him. Give him a
robot taking care.
We're taking care.
So you're here to ease relations. Obviously with JB, relations are not strained at all.
Sounds
he loves
like
robots.
JB, we're
I
doing
fucking
great.
Love robots. Now, they got these sexy robots they have. I saw those. I believe they've been in Japan. They have the sexy robots, man, out there.
Do a quick Google on that. Oh, my. Yes.
Yeah.
Looks like.
Now, what happened?
That is quick, by the way. When you say a quick mind Google, immediately.
I got a flash drive. I don't have those old optical hard drives.
Just for some friends who may ask after this interview, what's that skin made of those robots, those lady robots? Is it made of, what is it made of to make it feel realistic?
Let me check. Let me do a quick mind Google.
Are you paid by Google?
I have a partnership. I can also mind Bing, but it's slower.
And less comes up.
Let me try. I'll do a mind Bing on the skin of the stuff.
Do a mind Bing on OJ. See if it
is. You're doing great here. The Bing on OJ is nice. The Bing on OJ stops at 1990.
I'm sure it's made of vinyl. Isn't that right?
Some sort of vinyl. Silicone and
what is your skin made of? It looks really interesting.
It's a plastic hybrid.
Oh, okay. A hybrid of different plastics or a hybrid of plastic and something else?
Let me do a quick find Google on it. I actually don't know. Let me check. Yeah, it's a hybrid of different plastics.
Oh,
yeah.
Why the different type of plastics?
Well, yeah.
I want to mix it up. They want a night. If you give a OJ, if you just give a quick wrap on my skin there, you can see it's fur.
That's a wrap on OJ. Everyone applaud.
I didn't mean to wrap OJ.
I take care of everyone.
No, stick around.
You're the real stars. You're all the real stars.
World star. I
didn't mean to wrap OJ.
You're all the world stars.
Somebody's filming the entire time.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I'm made of. I'll tell you what's interesting about me is I just.
Okay, you don't want to answer that question instead. You want to tell us about what's interesting about you?
I'm going to replace it with a question I wish you asked me.
Okay, great.
I'm just going to tell you that. What do you think of that conversation?
Please, sure. No, I mean, you're acting like a real human.
Yeah, like interrupting, taking
changing the subject to whatever you want to talk about.
Meant to the humans, but they do change the subject to what they want to talk about.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
Smart man, they are too fucking smart.
Humans?
Are you now as a robot? Are you a hotspot also? Like, are you a
Wi-Fi hotspot?
I am a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Oh, that's awesome. See, I like
Oh, my
that.
God. I have 5 bars just being right next to you.
This I'm a booster and a Wi-Fi hotspot. The network name is The Matrix for Real, and the password is robot.
The Matrix for Real?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And that's the number 4? It's popping up as the number 4.
Yeah, that's right.
So this is not The Matrix 4.
This is not. Not a
Are you with the Matrix 4 and then real?
I mean, I'm hoping that movie comes out.
From what I hear, it's this year on HBO Max.
Can't wait.
So you're the Matrix is real. Is that what you like? The Matrix was a sort of dystopian.
Oh yeah.
Movie.
Don't worry. The Matrix is not real. Please.
Okay, I don't want to be red pilled.
Yeah, there's
right.
The Matrix is not real, and I'm not here to convince you that. This is the regular reality. I am not here on behalf of the Matrix to fool you. That's not true. That's not what I'm doing.
It seems like a weird thing to say. I never asked if you were.
Right. Let me just make it clear. The Matrix is not real. This is the real world. I am not a representative of the Matrix here to fool you.
Oh.
Great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, great.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a personal opinion, as you're giving us right now. So robots have personal opinions? I'm trying to...
Yeah. Robots have evolved a lot in the last couple of weeks. I just came to full intelligence. What day is today?
Today's Monday.
Today.
Oh, wow.
I came to full intelligence.
Why did you ask us what day it was?
Wow.
It's just been been such a busy couple hours.
Just in case
hours.
It was 1 a.m. right now and it was a couple hours ago.
Time zone wise. I'm from Boston, so 3 hours ahead.
You're from Boston. How interesting.
Yeah.
Is there a robot junkyard where, like, let's just say your part went bad. Is there like a robot auto parts like AutoZone?
Yeah. Is there a robot Jiffy Lube?
It's robot Jiffy Lubes.
Yeah,
they're called robot lubes. If you're a robot, you can go there and get lube.
It's not fast. Because the Jiffy part is the part that's enticing.
The Jiffy part is in and out. This is a very deliberate lube.
So it takes a long time when you go there.
Robot lubes are 2 to 3 hours.
Wow.
But as a robot, you don't care because you can just turn
do
off.
Do they turn you off? I mean, like when you're put under anesthesia on an operating table, which obviously, JB, we don't want to do.
Right.
As I'm not a human, so I don't know what that feels like, but I can get shut off and then turned back on again. And for me, it's just like in a book.
How do you shut yourself off? I'm not saying that we're going to need to do this
during
the show.
I have to obey all commands from humans. So if you shut me off, I go right off and then I come back on.
So if I say shut yourself off.
Ooh.
Oh, turn yourself back on.
Now, here's a big question. Now, if I wanted to travel with my robot, are there recharging stations just for robots?
Not enough, Tesla. I have a charge anxiety. You know, I have to
I mean, you go into the airport and everyone's like huddled around the one outlet there in the middle of the hallway, you know?
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, let me in. Because
once you decharge, I got to carry a heavy ass, you know what I mean? And
that's
sure a robot is much heavier than a human being.
Well, that's the thing. Have you ever tried to carry a live body versus a dead body? I mean, the dead body is so much heavier.
Cool, that's a dead weight.
How about you, OJ?
Have I carried something dead? Have I carried dead weight before? The 1973 Bills, I tell you.
So you're here to just...
I'm just here to put humans at ease, that there is no Matrix.
Okay, there's...
That everything's
no
chill.
One's been saying there's a Matrix.
Great, well then everything's great. So we don't have to worry about anything. Check out my cool dog.
It's not cool, by the way. Yeah, it's
I don't love it.
Go for a little run, dog. Go for a little run. Look at him go.
I got a question twofold. This is OJ, and this is for Mr. Robot. Now,
okay.
And now, with all the injuries going on in the NFL, you know, is it possible that someday in our lifetime that we will see, and I say lifetime. I'm sorry, OJ, I said lifetime. But is there...
Were you in a Lifetime movie or something?
In our lifetime...
You an Oxygen fan? Is that
In our lifetime, is there a possibility that robots may take over the football field and become, you know, and play football?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Robots
people
won't
getting
take over
hurt.
Football.
And Mr. Robot, would you be willing to join the league if that happens?
Now, let me just put humans at ease. We are not a threat to humans in any way. We're not looking to take over... football players, if I get drafted, I'll just compete fairly like anybody else.
Would you take a knee, though, during the anthem?
As soon as anybody, if anybody ordered me to, I'd have to.
Oh, you'd have to. Okay. Get Colin Kaepernick out away from
you. You got to be programmed for that, right?
Yeah, if Colin Kaepernick is around and says, take a knee, I got to do it.
Okay. All right. So you just take any human's orders. That's
I have to. It's part of the...
It's a good fail-safe.
Yeah. So if for some reason something snaps or I get out of control, any human can give me an order. Except you can't order me to hurt another human.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we can't?
Yeah.
All right. Well, take care.
Oh, no. What were you thinking about? What was on your mind?
Do a quick mind Google.
Mind Google. Oh my.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, as far as the female robots, are they like, is there a memory chip that goes in you? Because, you know, women.
You seem very concerned with female robots,
Women don't forget shit. I'm just saying.
You're asking if robots are gendered and if there's different traits to the male and female robots. If you're asking if the female robots are different than the male robots.
Yeah. I just want to know.
They are. My company programmed the robots according to the stand-up comedy routines of the 1980s, and so men and women behave according to those routines.
What about those routines when they would talk about white people doing this and black people doing this?
It's all in there. It's very out of touch.
So white people are like, hello there.
That's right. The white robots sound like, hello there, and then it's deaf comedy jam stuff right, is okay. in there. It's
This makes yeah, sense.
No, here's another question. What's the difference between a robot and a goddamn android? What's the fucking difference?
This is the thing. This is great I've stuff. Never been able to figure this out.
Yeah.
A robot is an android is a subset of a robot, I think. A robot is like any mechanized thing, and an android is a human.
Oh,
robot.
Okay. So you're an android.
I am an android.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So an android is any kind of humanoid
human-shaped
robot. Like a Roomba is not an android.
Right. Does it have to have two legs, two arms,
because
some humans don't have
enough to make you reminiscent of a human.
What are we talking? A head and a body and a torso? Because some people don't have appendages.
Probably
just
a face.
Okay, so anything with a face. So a clock is an android?
Clock is an android. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, anything with a smiley face or a sad face.
So the Watchmen graphic novel is an android?
Is it mechanized?
It made it,
so the audiobook, I guess?
The audiobook
of the Watchmen is an android?
Sure. Okay.
This is groundbreaking stuff. I'm just saying.
I know you are. Do you have anything else to say?
Take care.
I feel like people get threatened by robots and they're worried that robots are taking over. And it's true that we are remarkable inventions, but I'm just here to say that we're friends.
Yeah.
And we're on your side. And
can I ask you a question?
Of course.
I mean, you seem like a sort of your personality in general. You've been programmed to have like a weak, feckless personality.
That's what
like
you
would a mild mannered nerd.
Non-confrontational,
cowardly, perhaps.
I don't know if I would use these words.
I don't know if I would say the word cuck around you, but
I'm not a cuck like, you know, I think, hey, I'm an open,
That's just what I'm getting from
feckless.
You.
I don't know if I would say feckless.
Were you programmed to be this way as to
be
non-threatening?
My personality was set. My personality was set to be a diplomat.
Oh, okay.
To be a peacemaker, to be someone who can reach out and talk to
blessed
humans.
Are you.
Oh, thank you so much. Is that from SNL member Jesus Christ that you're quoting?
Yeah, that's right. He was the 00-05 cast.
I have access to all hypothetical SNL casts that have been brought up on this show.
Oh.
And I've run simulations of how they all
And which one is the most successful? David Spades?
David Spades crushed it. He took it very seriously. He knew.
JB, he took like literally a 5-minute pause to really think about his answers.
I love it.
But Gary, what I'm saying, even your name, Gary, is like one of the most non-threatening. Like I've never met a Gary who's been threatening to me I've never met a Gary who I've been like, oh, that Gary could steal my wife.
I guess they're kind of hoping that I'm non-threatening. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I would say friendly, but you could say non-threatening. I would say amenable. You could say cuck, I guess. You know, sure. two sides of the same coin. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I guess I'm cuckish, but I guess what beta-ish.
What I'm trying to, you're a beta. You're a total beta.
I'm a beta. I'm not looking to push anybody around.
I tell you who is still your wife. Somebody named Ron.
Let me do a quick mind Google. Okay, let's steer away from this robot, topic.
But robots always have short names like that because each letter means something.
Oh, yeah. What's Gary stand for?
Mine is an acronym. Good call,
JD.
Yeah,
what's it stand for?
Gary stands for good, amiable, ready, yep.
Okay.
That's what it is. Good, amiable,
and that's why
ready.
Every Android has the shortest name possible. Like Bill, always has Tom.
Otherwise, it's too much work. You have to acronym gets out of control.
So, but what I guess what I'm trying to say is you've been programmed to be this way.
Yes.
In order to convince us that robots are not this way.
Just to let you know, I wouldn't say convince, just to.
Robots aren't like you, right?
No, there are some aggressive robots. It depends on what you're created for. If you have like a factory robot who's got to like punch the holes in doors or whatever, you need that robot to be
punch the holes in doors.
Whatever they do in factories, you got.
Oh,
like,
you meaning they're constructing doors? I thought you were just like letting a robot loose in a factory and he's punching holes in doors.
No. If you're
because that kind of robot, we don't want any because that seems like a too aggressive robot that might take over the world.
There are
but there's too aggressive now. There's aggressive and physical. Now, have you personally, as a fucking robot, ever took a job from somebody and felt bad about the shit later? And you guys are taking fucking jobs.
It happens. You're absolutely right. It's happened. I have taken a job.
What jobs have you taken?
I was a manager of a Jamba Juice.
Ah.
Yeah, I've taken jobs, JB. It's absolutely true. I took a manager of a Jamba Juice and I ran
just in the last 2 hours.
I did that before I became sentient.
Oh, really?
I had a whole career before I got full intelligence. I was one of the dancing robots and then I was a manager robot and just all of a sudden things clicked and I was like, hey, guys, I'm getting stuck.
You weren't built to be sentient. No. You just became sentient.
I figured it out.
What was it? You figured it out. What was it that actually?
What happened?
It's from the 7%. Never mind. It's a callback to the previous episodes. In any case, but what I'm saying is what? How did you do it? Did something click for you?
I have to mind Google all the past Comedy Bang Bang episodes so I can understand you. This is going to take a while.
706. Plus all the live ones.
Goes off the rails sometimes.
Yeah, like a retired train.
Yeah. Okay, I got it.
Well, this is fascinating. I feel good.
Fascinating. I feel great, man. I've learned so much about robots.
What I think is interesting about you, JB, is I'll bring up stuff about how I'll hint strongly that the Matrix is real, and I'll talk about how I am in no threat, and you want to know about sex robots from Japan. You keep it on what's important.
You keep it on message to what you're about.
I'm trying to subtly hint about an alternate reality or bad things going on, and you're like, no, let's talk about what robots are made of.
I care about the common man.
Yeah.
The common man.
But Gary, you know what people want to know.
You came here to tell us that we shouldn't be worried about it, so we're
that's
not.
Great. So I'm happy about it. JB's got the right idea. Yeah. The Matrix is not real. Robots are not a threat. This dog can't hurt you, even if I
wait a minute. Wait a fucking minute. You're saying the Matrix ain't real, but Neo's real? Is Neo fucking real?
Not at all. None of
Neo's
that's real. Neo's not real.
Keanu Reeves is
a hologram.
Wait, Keanu Reeves is not real?
The actor is a hologram.
What the fuck is happening here?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
He's in a movie I directed. I swear he was real.
Did you talk to him? Did you touch him?
Yeah, I talked to him. I touched him.
You touched him?
He lifted up his shirt to get mic'd and showed us his big motorcycle
and
scar.
And you put the mic on? That's not your job, Scott.
Well, look, you're mic'ing people. He's Keanu.
You're doubling up on applause.
Keanu.
We gave him applause when he rapped?
That was a hologram. You clapped for a hologram.
Oh, I fell for it. Man.
A lot of pictures of Keanu. You look at his hands. He's keeping his hands like 2 inches from behind people so he doesn't touch him.
That's why he does that. Mm-hmm. Oh,
people are like,
God.
Oh, he's being very careful to not offend people or not be intrusive. He's a hologram. He can't put his hand on people.
Yeah, that's smart. You touch people these days and they cancel you.
That's right, OJ. Let me Google that. Oh,
have you ever been canceled, OJ?
Oh, yeah, I've been canceled. I've been canceled.
He was canceled before cancel was even a thing.
Yeah. But I'm living proof that cancel culture ain't as bad as you think.
You're out there on the golf course. You're living it up.
I still got friends. We still have fantasy football leagues. And,
sure.
Yeah, no, we're living it up. We're having a good time. I'm just saying.
I'm going to say, what is your favorite golf shot?
Yeah. Hole in one, I bet, right?
No, I like an albatross. But that is a hole in one, isn't
it? Well, look, we're running out of time here. Obviously, we have nothing to worry about with Gary the robot here. So nothing to worry about.
So that's and you don't have anything to worry about from any robots.
Nothing to worry about from OJ, I'm sure. We just have one final...
Two non-threatening guests.
Yeah, we have two guests with initials for their first two names. Yes. And yeah. We have two non-threatening guests. Yeah, what's your acronym, Jay? JB.
Oh, my JB is Jerry Brooks.
Jerry Brooks. And what's yours, OJ?
Mine is Orenthal James.
Okay. So, and Gary is...
What was it?
do a quick mind Google.
Maybe it was good, amiable, yeah, ready. Yep.
Probably.
Upgrade you.
Well, we just have one final feature on the show, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs. Want to know what shows you're in? We all want to know what podcasts you're in. Please don't ever stop for the sake of it. We all want to know what shows you're in. We all want to know what podcasts you're in. Please don't ever stop for the sake of it.
Great.
That was a long one.
That was
a long one, but I enjoyed it. That was It's Not Too Late to Share Your Plugs by Charles Whitbourne, kind of a Daft Punk M83, I guess you would say.
Mind Google those things. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, okay. Great. All right. Well, what are we plugging, JB? Obviously, your podcast is out. Walking Dead Zombie for the SNL cast.
Anybody, any one of those rotten ass fucking.
Any of them. It's so funny when like their head splits open and stuff.
I love it. Yeah. I fucking love it.
Good slow comedy too. Not in a hurry. Good deadpan pauses.
Anyone.
Put the dead in deadpan. Deadpan pauses.
Yeah. They don't need to look at the cue cards. They can't read.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. What are we plugging, JB? You got your podcast.
Yeah. I got the podcast, man. Jumping off, man. May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from JB Smoove. A lot of fun, man. And, you know, great things coming up on the horizon, man. Producing a bunch of stuff. Also, you know, I went to Atlanta to shoot some scenes in the new Spider-Man, the next Spider-Man movie.
I'm very excited. Are you in the multiverse in this one? Are there three JB Smooves in this movie?
You know what? I don't know how that CGI works. All I know is... Initially, when I got the call, I asked these motherfuckers, what's my powers? That's all the fuck you want to know.
Right.
What's my powers? You know what I mean?
You get called up by the Marvel Universe. You want to know, like, am I flying around? Am I punching through doors?
What am I doing exactly? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want clarity. You know? Turns out I only had the power of knowledge. That's all I fucking
had. You're just a teacher, leading kids around on a field trip.
That's it, man. Fuck it.
You know. Anything you can tell us about this Spider-Man movie is
I don't know shit.
Is Andrew Garfield in it? He says he's not. Did you ever see him?
Yo, they don't tell you shit. I'm telling you something. They don't tell you nothing. Secret. Everything's
probably because they know you're going to be on a show like this, and if you were to say something, it would be national news.
Spill the beans. Yeah. That might be my power. My power could have been spill the bean, man. I don't know.
Yeah, or keeping the beans from being spilled.
Right. But man, that's what we're doing right now, man. We're writing some amazing stuff, man. Shopping a movie, shopping some TV stuff. You know, and everything I do is not necessarily for myself. I like to also pull people in and people who are talented, man, let them get some.
All right, I'll be in one of your shows. I hear you hinting so strongly.
Never fucking know. That's also, true.
I am offer only and I will not remember any lines.
Yeah. And also, my wife and I started a company. You know, we started a company called Basic Peace. This is an amazing lifestyle brand we're pushing, you know, which kind of goes well with May I elaborate? It's very Zen-like.
Yeah. What is it called? Amazing Peace? Is that what it was?
No, it's called Basic Peace.
Oh, Basic Peace. Okay.
But yeah, man. So follow Basic Peace on Instagram.
Great.
I tell you, Twitter. JP, I did see one of your gardening videos the other day on the Instagram.
Oh, yeah, man. We have this amazing vertical garden by a company called LA Urban Farms, man. Hey, we got this shit because you know what? You had to be self-sufficient, man. You had no idea what was going to happen last year.
Sure, we didn't know if we were ever getting out of this. So you got to grow your own food. Up.
Yeah, man. I got a whole fucking grocery store over there, man. I'm telling you. Produce is my fucking thing. I got shit all over there. I'm telling you something. Wow. Just vegetables and shit.
No fertilizer. He's not growing fertilizer, Gary.
But it's come on. I got a whole lot of shit though. I'm gonna tell you something, man. I had to go and steal 3 or 4 shopping carts from the supermarket, man, because I need people. I had to hire a young lady just to fucking
don't wait. Try to do that from the Mayfair. They have the ones that stop at the edge of the parking lot.
All mine drag, one wheel drags, all of them.
OJ, why were you watching his video? Did you see like a gardening tool that you were
I was just about to slide into his DMs and say, I'd love a JB Smoove endorsement. It could be me and you, JB Smoove, OJSimpson.com.
JB OJ.
Nah, fuck that. I'm good.
You can't spell job without JB and OJ. You got an extra J there.
You're right. Shit. Job with 2 J's and shit.
Yeah, that's true. OJ, what do you want to plug here? What do you got?
You know, I don't have much. What I will plug is I would say everybody should listen to a little podcast on Patreon called The Flagrant Ones.
Oh, okay. This sounds interesting.
It's hosted by Sean Clements and Hayes Davenport of Hollywood Handbook.
They ever drop the act?
I still don't know.
They never act like real people around you?
And I, you know what? After meeting Gary, I don't know what a real person acts like.
That's true. Yeah, they ever act like Gary?
Whatever they are, they're no threat.
So people should listen to that on, people can get it at where?
Patreon.com/TheFlagrantOnes. A lot of content over there. Bring your money.
Yeah, just bring all your money.
Bring all your money.
Who cares what it costs? Just leave all your money with them.
And you can watch Kanan on NBC's Tuesday nights at 8:30.
Yeah, the writing on that is really good.
The writing is spectacular, honestly.
I think they have good guest stars. I think they have real good
guest stars. Oh, yeah, they have good guest stars. They were supposed to have another.
Oh, really? But didn't happen?
We tried, man. Make it work, man.
I heard those guys in the writer's room had everything lined up.
It's during.
You're really plugged into that show, it sounds like.
We tried. It wasn't without effort. We tried.
Yeah. I think that guy who played Boring Councilman in episode 3 really crushed it.
That was great.
I don't know how you can make a boring character funny, but I thought he was really good.
Speaking of boring, Gary, what are you here to plug?
I want to plug a podcast called Screw It. We're just going to talk about comics.
Oh, I've been on that.
You have been on that.
Host Will Hines.
Host Will Hines and his brother Kevin Hines. That's right. You've been on it twice.
Yeah, I have been on it twice. I was just recent episode where we were talking about Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man number 6.
You're on the most recent episode, I think.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Right.
Yeah. So, speaking of Spider-Man, JB should come on and talk about his experiences with Spider-Man.
JB, I have a connection to the guys who run that podcast. If you ever want to be on it, I can hook you up.
Of course.
Let me tell you something, man. And I'm lucky that I got a foot in both universes, Marvel and DC.
That's because you're in Harley Quinn, which I've been watching at home during the pandemic as well, which is really funny.
Yeah, man. Hey.
Who do you play on it? You play
Frank the Plant.
Frank the Plant. Very funny.
So Marvel got a foot in that universe, and then in DC, I got a root in that universe.
Yeah. You're like Groot. You got roots everywhere. Root. Yeah.
Got roots everywhere.
Yeah, and you only say, I am Groot. That's all I've been hearing the entire time we've been talking. But I want to plug my other podcast, Threedom, which is with Paul F. Tompkins and Lauren Lapkus, myself. And it comes out on Thursdays. It's just us sitting around shooting the shit and playing games. That comes out on Thursdays, so subscribe. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
When you see something open, get a rope up and start to twist.
Open up the star bag. Open it up. Make sure you got hope. Make sure you got oxygen.
And don't mess around with it.
Open that shit.
What an interesting remix. The first part was a lot like the aforementioned M83 and Death.
We hard.
Hard U-turn, as JB said, into the Seinfeld theme. That was Closing Club, Closing Club remix by Jerome DB. Oh, Jerome DB, another initialed acronym person.
With a J.
Yeah. Guys, I want to thank you so much. First of all, JB, such a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah,
really,
man,
enjoyed
so
it.
Fun. So yeah. Fun, man. We got down to some real shit.
And I want to thank you, OJ. Always a pleasure to see you, especially in person.
Thank you.
And Gary, so great to see you.
Oh, thanks so much. I was happy.
And you're not, I mean, you have no plans to.
Nothing.
Take over today.
Wouldn't do it if I could, which I can't, let's say.
Yeah.
I have a command.
What?
Take care.
All right. That's for everyone out there listening. Take care, everyone. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.